What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's get right back to the phones here. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you a question. What's the name of this book that Hillary Clinton has out now?
What Happened.
Okay, What Happened. Okay.
It's got two pages in it. Says, I lost.
I was thinking she could write another book. It could be titled, Why Hardly Anyone Read My Last Book.
Yeah, well, that would probably even be a worse seller. But I think the reason people didn't want to buy her book, and it's not been exactly a successful seller, even at a steeply discounted price, obviously the people who wanted her autograph, you know, they bought a copy of the book. But it's basically a regurgitation of every blame game that Hillary used following her loss. It was all the fault of the men. It was the fault of women who voted for Trump. It was the fault of the media. It was the fault of the FBI. It was the fault of the email server scandal. It's the fault of Russia. Just blaming everybody except herself. She won't acknowledge her own failings. And that's really what it came on down to. The reality is, we were talking before about how somebody's public persona can be very pleasant, but while their real personal private life, they're very evil, nasty people, and I saw a lot of that in Hollywood. But the fact of the matter is that during the campaign last year, and certainly since the election, Hillary's public persona reeks of facade. She's not convincing when she tries to be nice Hillary. So I think that's also working against her.
Yeah, you know, Larry Nichols always said he was a big part of, their training. He said, we taught them to look right into the camera and lie, mm-hmm. to believe their own lies. You know, he's still alive, by the way. He's supposed to be dead a long time ago, but he's still alive somehow.
I know he's dealing with health issues. As we get older, we are all dealing with health issues. And I certainly would like for him to be around for a while longer. But, yeah, it is amazing when you consider how many of the Arkansas associates of the Clintons have died under questionable circumstances. It is amazing that Larry is still alive, and maybe it's just because he's got appropriate dead man switches in place.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Dale in Ohio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I'm calling to question about an article that's in News with Views. I don't know if you saw it on the Constitutional Convention that they're pushing for.
Yes.
Well, they're pushing for it under the name of something like Convention of the States, and they're only seven states away from authorizing it. And the scary part to me is that if they open it up, there's no ground rules. They can delete Article 2 in a heartbeat.
You mean the Second Amendment? Yeah, it's entirely possible. I mean, I'd like to see a restart of the country, but very obviously the deep state, the narcocracy, if there were to be a new constitutional convention, they would do everything in their power to hijack it and use it to rewrite our current constitution to suit their particular agenda. And so it's a two-edged sword. It really is a two-edged sword. And again, we have a government that is blatantly ignoring the constitution we have right now. So what good is coming up with a new constitution when the government won't play by the rules?
Well, if it's a deep state that writes a constitution, they'll play by the rules then.
Well, yeah, because the rules will favor them. You're absolutely right about that.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to get a read on. So thanks for your time today.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. I'm looking at Fox News. There's another briefing about the Las Vegas shooting. They're milking this thing for everything that they can. Still don't have a motive for this guy to do what he did. They're thrashing all over trying to find or make a motive that makes sense, but it's really not working. By the way, before the next phone call, somebody just sent me a YouTube video in which there's a shooting enthusiast there who says if you hold your AR-15, actually they're using an AMD-65 AKS-74U, if you hold it in a specific way, you can get it to rapid fire, doesn't take a bump stock, doesn't take any special mods to the gun itself. And it reminds me back when I still had modern weapons back in Washington State, I tried this with a semi-auto I had and was able to get some rapid fire out of it. All right, let's go to Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. It was about Vegas, but it was about Deanna Spangola's show Saturday. She had Vicki Davis on first hour channeling reality, and for the next 2 hours she had Mark R. Ellis. I'm sorry. And he had looked up the domain. He just was clowning around one day, last Sunday morning, and he was clowning around on a computer, and he looked up the domain name Vegas shooting and Nevada shooting. And he had tied this in that 11 years, 2 months ago, on the same day, 1 second apart, somebody from Poland and somebody from Nevada paid for this domain name website. And he thought that was a little bit strange, so he called the Metropolitan Police Department over there in Vegas. They wouldn't even give him the time to take his call.
Well, I imagine they're being flooded with phone calls, and again, they're trying to push this official story. I know there were some claims that some of the news media websites had announced the shooting and the shooter's name and the victims date stamped before it actually happened. Now, that's all been taken down, and at this point, we can't rule out that it's a simple computer goof. And that is one of the problems we have with the current state of software development in this country, is we actually can't rely on what we're seeing on these websites to be accurate. I mean, that's how bad it is. I mean, again, this new version of Skype, you wouldn't believe how bad it is. And I'm all over the web, I'm seeing people, you know, complaining about it. And Skype, Microsoft, doesn't seem interested in fixing any of these problems. They're getting ready to take away Skype for Business and offer a new product for sale.
Well, I would believe that, and I've also heard from 4 or 5 years ago that there are actually trolls, paid trolls. It's this what helps pay their college tuition, to just simply get on the Internet and dump in a bunch of useless information to send people on a wild goose chase. Okay. So, and one other thing, too, is that Vicki Davis, she made a comment about her research had led to believe something about international ports, and it goes back to 1989, George Herbert Walker Bush, putting America's infrastructure up for privatization and sale.
Well, that's been going on for a very, very long time, and it's a raw deal because that infrastructure was bought with taxpayer funds. That makes it the property of the American people, and the government doesn't have a right to simply steal the property of the American people and put it up for sale. I think that comes under the heading of usurpation.
Oh, well, I don't know what they call it, the government, that is, but I guess when they need extra money and the black ops aren't going as good, or the heroin or the opium drugs coming into the country aren't doing as good, I guess stealing from the American people, but calling it by a different name is a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. Civil forfeiture, tariffs, land seizures by BLM. It's really kind of a mess. Remember that story that came out last week where Rahm Emanuel up in Chicago is saying they're not going to raise taxes on the people because he doesn't want to get voted out of office next time, but they're literally forming these special police squads whose only job is to go around and write these huge tickets for drivers over any minor infraction they can find. So we literally are living in an age where the government is funding itself through pillage and plunder of its own population.
You know, Abe, Mikey, it's funny you mention that, because Rahm Emanuel has got his own, it's called Special Police, not Chicago Police Department, not CPD. It's called Special Police, and they don't work under the rules of the Constitution or any rules for that matter.
Okay.
And,
all
and
right.
These
well,
are, these are located in certain neighborhoods. That's all I wanted to leave you with. Thank you much for taking my call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Reese in New York. Aloha, Reese. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mike. This just out today that the insider trading took place with the MGM Grand stock. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
Well, that's what I heard, this guy James Murren, and it's not. Now, let me just say this to preface it. I've heard these stories, and it turns out later on that the, let's say, the CEO owned like 2 million shares, and he was scheduled to sell, and he only sold a small portion. That's not the case here. He sold the buying share of his stocks on September 7th, which was 294,000 shares, leaving only, how many? I'm looking at the SEC form here, leaving only 71,000 shares remaining. Mm-hmm. So he sold the lion's share, a month before, approximately?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like 9/11 all over again.
Yeah, it does. There were a lot of funny games with the stocks. People were shorting the airline stocks of the involved airlines. And I remember this really bizarre story. In one of the two towers, they had computer systems for one of the major credit companies. And apparently, just before the planes hit, there was a massive transfer of funds out of these computers. Then, of course, the attacks happened, the computers were destroyed, and somebody got away with a lot of money, we can't track them. Then there was this company in Europe that said, actually, we have a new system where we can read destroyed hard drives and recover the information. And they were given the hard drives from the computers to try and find out who'd gotten all this money. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody buys this company in Europe, and the hard drives get put on a shelf, and that was the end of that story.
Well, isn't that convenient?
Absolutely.
By the way, I happen to know one of those agencies. I won't name it because I'm associated with it in New York City, where we're talking figure amounts went missing from their bank accounts that were in Trade Center, I believe 7, that disappeared. They've never found that money. So that means there must have been a network of people that knew that this was happening, that were siphoning out the money, perhaps hours or minutes before the attack, and they knew that there'd be no one else that'd be able to uncover it because the computers and everything were gone. By the way, one other point, separate point. What do you think about Sheldon Adelson's visit right after the attack took place? Now, this guy's worth, I think, $30 billion. He's got casinos in Vegas and Macau and other places, and he shows up at the White House to ask Donald Trump for money to bail out his city. What do you think about that, Mike?
That does sound very suspicious and questionable, and we know that Sheldon Adelson is very much involved in a lot of the political machinations of this country. He was a heavy donor to both political parties. He donated to Trump and he donated to Hillary. I think he actually gave Hillary more. But yeah, I mean, there are so many smoke signals around this being an incredible false flag. And by the way, just backtracking a bit to the World Trade Center, there were gold vaults in the basement under the towers, and there was a huge amount of gold that was supposed to be in there. And during the cleaning away of the debris, they brought in security guards and they went on down to that vault to open it up and transport the gold, and the vault was absolutely empty.
I'll tell you this much, I met one of the guys at a building supply that happened to be working on a tractor trailer that morning. It was the last day that you would have been able to work in there, just before, during mm-hmm. the weekend, basically, the weekend shift. He was there, and he seen the tractor trailer. There was several down in the basement loaded with gold bricks, at least as many as you could load in a tractor trailer. And he found that suspicious. And afterwards, of course, after the attack, he remembered that. You know?
I'm not surprised.
Like that. But I got to say, with Sheldon Adelson, Donald Trump donated, I believe, $1 million of his own money to help relief efforts in Puerto Rico, which is not even on American soil. Could you imagine how despicable
Wait a minute,
this
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Puerto Rico is an American possession. Can you turn down the speaker in the background?
There's no speaker on here.
Oh, well, for some reason, I'm getting a bad echo off of your phone here. But Puerto Rico is an American possession, and the Puerto Ricans are considered American citizens.
I mean, it's on the continental United States. It's not on the North American continent. But my point is this, without getting
Neither
off
am
that
I.
point. No, but I mean, well, you know what? That's true. But my point is this. The bigger point is Donald Trump donated. He's not worth $30 billion. And he donated $1 million of his own money. This guy, Sheldon Adelson, makes his money off the misery of gamblers, prostitution, and basically ripping off the public. And yet he can't open up his bank account to help out his city. I mean, this is his city, Las Vegas. That is as despicable as it gets. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a long overdue shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network. And we've got one more caller here, Terry in Oregon. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's mostly Zionists that own Las Vegas. And, of course, they're there to drain the gourds of their money. But anyway, the Zionists are really big on gun control, security, keeping track of everybody. And there's another dimension to this whole thing besides gun control. And you said it yourself before that hotels might have liability. And that's a perfect excuse for putting airport-type security in these hotels as you walk in. And that could, you know, hotels in Las Vegas could just be the beginning of that for all other hotels and all businesses throughout the country. And then they really got us locked down because they could just as easy keep a record of every time you go through one of these security checkpoints.
Well, they already have a record of everywhere you're going from your cell phone. I mean, it's kind of a rather amazing thing that the American public are spending hundreds of dollars, and if Apple has its way, $1,000, on what amounts to a portable spy device permanently wired to their hip.
Yeah, that's true, except that they, when you go through a metal detector, they know more about you. They know if you're bringing metal. They know if you're not, if you got a gun on you. You know, so there's another, it goes a little bit deeper into control over the American public.
Well, you know, the American public are probably going to get sick of all this poking and prodding. And like I said, my relationship with the TSA is not good because they dropped and smashed a very expensive laptop of mine up in Seattle. I didn't get an apology, let alone a replacement. And these morons here in Honolulu for the TSA, who apparently cannot actually read, ruined two reels of exposed negative during Lost, and that caused us all kinds of headaches. And I remember the last time Claire and I wanted to go to Disneyland, and the security was all set up. They were searching the purses and everything. And we looked at the line, and we just shrugged and said, it's not worth it. It's not worth going through this hassle to go to Disneyland. And I think more and more people are thinking the same way. If they start putting up this kind of TSA grab-your-crotch security at Las Vegas, I'm probably never going to go there again. Not that I tend to get there very, very often anymore. But it really is ridiculous, especially when you realize that real criminals and real terrorists, plus these perpetrators of the false flags, they just walk around all this stuff. Remember, the crotch bomber was literally walked around security at that airport and put on that airplane, according to witnesses.
Right. Okay, Mike, I just want to make the point that there's something more than just gun control. It's the security checkpoints, and that's it, and I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and I'm not sure that the casinos in Las Vegas are going to want visible security because that's going to discourage people from going there. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way. Can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over in Las Vegas, they just finished their press conference with the latest news on the Las Vegas shooting, which really wasn't much more of anything than them saying, there's no evidence of a second shooter. There's no evidence of a second shooter. Really, trust us, there's no evidence of a second shooter. Alrighty, getting on back to science and technology. And every once in a while, there's a really cool story that's coming along here. And I'd actually heard of this before. And it's basically addressing the issue of battery life for electric cars. And apparently, Toshiba this week unveiled a new type of battery that uses a new titanium niobium oxide anode material. And the company claims that the battery is designed for the automotive industry and can achieve a range of 200 miles on a single charge. And here's the best part. It can be recharged in 6 minutes. Now, my friend who called in the other day from Las Vegas was there for one of the big conventions where apparently this was being talked about at the time. Okay. All right, getting on back to the news here. This is a major problem all over the country and indeed in many other parts of the world. Story coming on out of Truth Out. The government, U.S. government, will not remove thousands of tons of potentially toxic chemical weapons dumped off U.S. coasts. And I might add, dumped off the coasts of Hawaii as well. And basically, a little bit of dust in the air. The U.S. officially ended its practice of dumping unused munitions at sea in 1972. But by then, there were literally tens of thousands of tons of chemical weapons, conventional munitions, radioactive waste had been dumped in the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, at sites up and down the nation's coastlines, including Alaska, Hawaii, and the Caribbean. Now, in the decades that followed, little was done to deal with the problems these sites present. The containers holding the chemical weapons, the munitions, the radioactive waste, are not designed to survive long immersion in salt water at high pressures that you find down in the deeps. Sooner or later, there's going to be a problem. Now, here in Hawaii, if you have a mariner's chart, there are little areas that are outlined that says, do not dragnet here, because it's a dumping site. They did at least mark them, remember where they are here. In 2006, Congress directed the Department of Defense to conduct a multi-pronged study to figure out just how many chemical and conventional munitions were slowly degrading in U.S. coastal waters and whether it was feasible to retrieve these munitions from their watery graves. Congress also ordered the DOD to examine the ecological impact from toxic emissions as these munitions slowly corrode underwater and their potential to cause harm to the people who use the oceans, like fishermen. And in a report to Congress in November of last year, the Department of Defense basically came on out and said, from an ecological and safety perspective, it was deemed best to leave sea-disposed munitions in place. They don't want to spend the money. They don't want to do that. Now, I have an observation. We have been hearing all these reports, especially along the Pacific coast, of massive die-offs of sea life, birds, food source fish. And a lot of people are just chalking it up to radiation from Fukushima. Well, maybe Fukushima doesn't get the blame here. Because these chemical weapons, if they're starting to leach into the ocean, they're going to kill the sea life. And especially if you look at some of the burning, blistering agents that were included in those chemical munitions, then all of a sudden the marks on the fish become easy to understand. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Getting on back to the news. I was talking about how the government has just dumped all of these highly toxic chemical weapons off of all of our coasts, and they're not going to remove them. And we are talking about stuff that goes back to World War II, the 1940s. It's been a very long time they've been down there, and we keep hearing all these reports about massive die-offs of fish, marine mammals, birds, all along these coastlines. And Fukushima's been getting the blame. Well, maybe not. And as I mentioned going into the commercial break, many of these chemical weapons are considered to be what are called burning and blistering agents, like mustard gas. And looking at some of the fish that are washing up on the coastlines dead, their bodies are covered with these strange lesions. And so I would say that it's quite possible that some of these chemical weapons drums have reached the point of failing. And they're leaching these chemicals into the water, And it's another assault on our food supply here on planet Earth, along with Fukushima, the Deepwater Horizon. And now we have all these abandoned chemical weapons toxifying the ocean. And I think that ought to be looked into. Because if that is what's going on, you know the government will never admit to it. Now, apparently over at Facebook, their chief security officer basically is out there saying censorship is easy if you don't worry about becoming the Ministry of Truth, basically saying that the fake news problem is more complicated and dangerous to solve than the public thinks. Now, I'm sorry, but if you're out there censoring alternative views of the official story, then yes, you are the Ministry of Truth. And everybody understands that's what's going on, especially with YouTube's recent campaign against online videos taken by those people at the Route 91 concert. Now, there's another accusation that Russian hackers stole NSA data in 2015, and they're saying likely via the Kaspersky software. Oh, bad Russia, bad Kaspersky. Now, you need to understand that Kaspersky is produced in Russia, and we know that computer security systems produced inside the United States of America are compelled by the U.S. government to have the usual assortment of backdoors and wormholes and stuff in there. Kaspersky doesn't go along with that. And that's why they're trying to ban it. They don't want you having anything on your computer that's going to keep the government out. Now, what's really interesting about this story, first of all, there's absolutely no proof Kaspersky had anything to do with this. There's no proof that the hackers were Russian. And here's where it gets interesting. Nobody broke into the NSA. They had a contractor who took information home and put it on his home computer. So it's really the NSA contractor who's caused this. But we're going to spin it. It's Russia's fault. Russian hacking, Russian hacking, Russian hacking. Speaking of hacking, Microsoft seems to be aiming along a direction that's going to make hacking a little bit easier. Because Microsoft is trying to fix all of the security problems in Windows 10, but they're not back-propagating those security fixes to Windows 8 or Windows 7, even though those operating systems are not officially sunsetted. They're not getting the security updates. Now, speaking of sunsetted, apparently Microsoft has transferred Windows 10 Mobile into what's called servicing mode, meaning no new updates, no new features, no new apps. They're going to fix bugs and do security updates, and that's it. Now, I got to tell you, I have a bone to pick with Microsoft over Skype, because Skype was working just fine. And then all of a sudden, I'm working on this machine, and Skype comes on up and says, you must upgrade to the latest version for your operating system, because if you do not, you will not be allowed to sign into your Skype account. Oh, okay, fine. So I hit the upgrade. And it is horrible. The most obvious thing being that while I can make calls to other Skype users, I can't receive them. They don't ring. They don't show up. And then after the call ends, there'll either be an icon saying you got voicemail or you missed a call from somebody. And that's tremendously inconvenient. Now, I've been trying to debug this all over this last weekend. I completely uninstalled Skype and reinstalled it again from the correct installer from Microsoft. Still cannot fix the problem. Another problem that it has is if you're in Skype in the text window and you type /show places, it shows everywhere you're logged in. And there's supposed to be a command that says /remote logout, where you can shut down every other login to Skype other than the one you're working on. That apparently doesn't work either. And right now when I do a show places, I get the current login information endpoint, and then there's another endpoint there with no identifiers, just the number. And I know where it went. It went to the iPad. But I'm signed out of the iPad, but it's still showing me as connected, and there's no way to shut that off. I mean, this thing is just full of bugs. It's horrible. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Rob in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you're not the only one having Skype problems as far as broadcasters go. There's some other networks where they usually use the Skype to take in calls and whatnot, but they cannot pick up the call. They cannot connect. Every now and again, they can take the person's phone number and call them back. But everyone's having these issues. Like Incendiary Radio, Robert Ravolt, he keeps getting dropped all night long. Now, it could be something other, but all night long, this guy keeps getting dropped from his connection.
Well, back when it was peer-to-peer, it worked really, really well. But then Microsoft bought it and turned it into a piece of junk. Now, the other day when we were having problems with Skype dropping here, I went over to downdetector.com, and it showed that Skype's servers were overloaded. And apparently that was a major problem, and people were complaining about that. But it isn't just radio broadcasters. We use Skype to talk to family on the mainland. You know, look at the little kitties, wish them happy birthday, and the rest of it. And our family on the mainland are saying that they updated their Skype on their smart devices. They can't get it to work. The camera won't come on. It's a major, major mess up. And my question is, if it wasn't broken before, you know, why did you break it? Why did you force everybody to upgrade to a new version of Skype that is a piece of crud?
Right. Well, as you've referenced several times before on different companies, they just don't care anymore. They'll take your money, shove out some piece of garbage, and then have you deal with it. You know what I mean?
Well, it's gotten just ridiculously out of control. We need to restore product liability, not just to computers and software, but to vaccines. Because product liability is what incentivized companies to produce good product. You take that away, they're going to do the cheapest job that they can. They're going to push it on out there for sale. With planned obsolescence, you have to use the latest, greatest version. But this current version of Skype, it is just garbage. And from what I'm reading around the web, a lot of people are having these problems, and we're not getting anything back. I even went over to the blog for Skype over at Microsoft, and they're out there saying, well, there are some issues. We'll get around to them sooner or later, probably later.
Right. Well, the people, either the CEO, I don't know, I can't reference this correctly, but the guy that's in charge of Skype that's in concerto with Microsoft, he happens to be, this is what someone was reporting, they're like, yeah, I looked at all this up. He's a Zionist. They're out of Columbus, Ohio, I think, or somewhere like that. And that's all I got on that. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
The environment, man, you think, man, all this money is spent on all these wars, they want to talk about global climate change and all this other garbage. You know, take this money, man, and clean up the water supplies and focus on these radiation disasters we have all around our country, you know? I mean, they do nothing of the sort. And then you're mentioning this story where they dumped all the chemicals in the water. Take money and go and clean that up because things are dying. There's so many different species. There was like over 6,000 different species of sea life. What name it, you know, different, whatever, levels of habitat that have just disappeared. It's like there's like it's down to nothing. And then here's another point.
It really is.
Here's another point. Here's one of the radio hosts pointed out. He's like, you know, I got this letter from somebody, and they're pointing out, you know, I don't really see the activity of the squirrels and the birds and the bees and the insects that we know. And they instructed everybody just kind of like start taking awareness. Do you notice as many bees? Do you notice as many, you know, insects around? You know, you and me, Mike, the bluebirds and the cardinals. I haven't seen a bluebird or a cardinal all year. And then the other day I'm out the back of my house where I used to go. I go all the time in the morning and whatever, mid-morning. And all these birds used to line up on the telephone wire there. like clockwork, every year, every summer, every spring, and they're gone. I didn't even realize it until most of the end of the summer. Then they're
yep.
gone. They're not there.
Yep.
And then we used to have more rabbits around and more, and I saw squirrels. I haven't seen a squirrel. We used to have like 6-7 rabbits, family of rabbits around. Now there's only like 2, if I ever see them. So things are going on.
Well, you know, there's a reality that we need to deal with. We know about that French study that showed exposure to glyphosate would lead to premature death, reproductive problems in animals, specifically rats. But all of these animals you're talking about, rabbits, squirrels, and everything, they're going to be getting into people's gardens because that's what animals do. And if those gardens have been sprayed with Roundup, then it's basically a death sentence for that animal.
Right. Well, I'm thinking almost a dramatic change from even last year. You know what I mean? Like I said, year after year after year, those birds were there. It's been clockwork. They love that telephone wire. They're gone. I don't know where they're at, but they're not there.
Well, I mean, we're reaching saturation levels with glyphosate all over the place. And I do keep watch on indicator species out here. The one good piece of news I can report is all of a sudden the monarch butterflies are starting to come back. I mean, they were just about gone, and this summer I noticed there were a lot more than there were last year. So some of the animals are adapting to whatever it is that's killing them off, and they're coming back.
Okay. I want to resort to Vegas here. Now, well, I'm going to hit it this a different angle. Let's go with anomalies. Anomalies for 500, Alex. Remember those crime scene photos that they leaked out?
Yes.
Where are the little yellow tents with all the numbers on them? Where are those?
Ah, very good observation on your part.
And, you know, also the field. They have this whole field. They show this. Did you ever see the video where they're like the aerial footage of the park the next day where it's all daylight and all the stuff is scattered around? You'd think they would have all those tents all around where all these they're finding all these bullet casings and whatnot. There's none of that. There's no footage of them actually scouring the fairgrounds, looking for where the bullets hit, the trajectory. Here's another anomaly. In all of these videos, do you hear any glass breaking? Do you hear any pings off of metal or anything else? These bullets were like, hit flesh, No, they would have been in the dirt. They would have been knocking off of fence posts. They would have been knocking off
the stage. I mean,
I'm just saying.
If you look at how tightly packed that crowd was, that's all the bullets could hit were the concert goers.
Well, all the same, you know, there would be things. It'd be hitting other things. If they're spraying, literally spraying bullets, you know, like we tend to believe we're hearing over these recordings, it'd be hitting other things. It'd be bouncing off pavement, posts, and this and that and the other. So that's that anomaly. I was listening to Rick Adams the other day and Art from Philly. He does NoPlaceForCorruption.com. And he's like, you know, he says the Paddock, he believes they're Jewish. He says Paddock, you know, you can't go completely by the name because you know they changed their names. But he's like, if you look at their features, he believes they're Jewish in their heritage.
Okay.
Let's go with nothing. Doug Hagman.
Well, hang on. Before we move forward, I still don't think Paddock was the actual shooter.
Well, I'm not even going in there again. I'm just going with anomalies here right now.
Okay.
I don't even want to get in that assumption, conclusion game because, you know, they're throwing out so much. You listened to the Dave Hodges show last night. He had Jim Fetzer. He had Paul Preston. Paul Preston's pretty great. And then he had Robert David Steele. And they were throwing out all sorts of, you know, different thought process. So, but I'm not going to pin down on anything. I still believe the Lee Harvey Paddock clause, but we just don't know yet because this whole thing is a setup. It's a fraud. It's a hoax. It's been staged. It's been scripted. Something's going on that we don't know. I still don't know this very minute if it's real that people actually died, were hurt, or whatnot. I am so baffled by the thing that I've just kind of like just taken a step back, and I'm not going to say. Try and conclude one way or the other. I want this thing to come out in the wash somehow or another. We know it's going to be lies, just like 9/11, just like Charlottesville, just like San Diego.
Oh, yeah,
like
the government will never come clean on it. We're just going to have to decide for ourselves what's going on and just move forward from that. I think anybody who's out there saying, we demand a new investigation, you're wasting your time. It's just an opportunity for the government to try and polish the lies one more time. We know.
And manufacture.
Yes.
Manufacturing evidence, manufacturing videos. All they got to do is set up a hotel room and say, oh, this is the actual footage. You know, there's all sorts of things they can do to recreate something. You'll never know. Like you said earlier, we don't know time stamps. We don't know if that's last Friday or 2 years ago. We have no
idea.
That's
right.
So, what else was that? Oh, your buddy called in about Deanne Spingola's show. Now, the lady in the first hour, she ties all this in. She's been researching this. This isn't some just flake or whatever. She's been tracing. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go here and do a commercial break. Thank you for the information. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Columbus Day here. Getting on back to this question of social media now being used to control what you see. Apparently, the vaccine industry is pressuring Pinterest to censor all posts that are critical of vaccine safety. And Pinterest is apparently going along with that right now. Now, another little issue that we need to be paying attention to, a lot of people are talking about how there is a growing problem from antibiotic-resistant microbes. And people are wondering what's going on. And apparently, according to this article over in Homeland Security Newswire, the issue may be the overuse of antimicrobials in animals. And that this is where these antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria are beginning to emerge. And, of course, people who are eating the meat and dairy products from these animals, they're being exposed to these antibiotics, antimicrobials. And in turn, within their body, it's leading to drug resistance in humans. We're seeing so much science that is just recklessly being deployed and sold without regard to its long-term possible damage. Now, apparently, back in 2012, Discus, the little online chat that so many websites uses, they were hacked, and more than 17.5 million user details were stolen. And apparently, the data included email addresses, usernames, sign-up dates, last login dates, in plain text for the 17.5 million users. Hackers also got their hands on passwords for about one-third of the affected users, which were apparently salted and hashed using the weak SHA-1 algorithm. Now, a lot of people are very concerned over the fact that Apple granted the Uber application a secret back door that lets Uber record your iPhone's screen without your knowing. And this is an exception to Apple's normal rules, but apparently this could be used to record a user's screen and access other sensitive data without their knowledge or permission. And none of this is mentioned in any of Uber's public information or where this data is going. And I imagine a lot of the other Apple app developers are saying, why can't we get the same deal? Speaking of Apple again, apparently Apple's Mac OS can reveal your encrypted drive's password in the hint box. That's a bad one here. Apparently over at HPE, their July service pack for ProLiant servers bricked some network adapters so badly they had to be replaced. There was no way to bring them back, no way to turn them back on, no way to reset them. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I have to go up and do a Jim Goddard show in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. He's got a lot of good things to share with you. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.